Good. Thank you, Clancy. Appreciate that. Clancy is one of the top leaders here in Utah, and because of her, the leadership on the front row, the regional manager, the regional vice president, Mr. Dave Hall, we're all here today. So if we could, let's give our leadership a hand. We'd appreciate all of them and all that they do. I especially want to thank our guests, congratulate you for being here. The economy has changed a little bit, hasn't it, over the last year? Yeah, just a little bit. Still changing, and every day it's something different, so I applaud all of our guests for being here, for having an open mind. My mentor taught me that your mind is like a parachute, and it works best when it's open. So congratulations. My name is Chris Hughes. I'm from Southern California, born and raised originally in Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm just going to share my quick story this morning, and then I'm going to get out of the way, and we're going to talk about prepaid legal. I'll give you the format for the day. We're going to do a one-hour business briefing. We're going to talk about why so many people are doing prepaid legal today, and more specifically, how so many people are doing so well. We'll take a short break, then we're going to do training, and the day will go till about 2 p.m. We invite all of you to stay for the entire presentation. But the first part of the day is about prepaid legal. You know, the whole story of prepaid legal, I've been here for 9 years, which is hard for me to believe. I got started in September of 1999. At the time, I was a 27-year-old college dropout. Do we have any dropouts in the room that are willing to admit it? Oh, yeah, a couple are real proud. They got their hands way up. I actually went to UVSC right up the road. Yeah, any Wolverines in the house? Okay, you and me, man, you and me. So, I tried my best, you know, I just couldn't do algebra. Anybody struggle with algebra here? All right, a few more hands. How about pre-algebra? Anybody by show of hands? Truth be told, I failed pre-algebra 3 times in college, and I just thought, what am I going to do? You know, I mean, that was part of getting to the next level and getting that degree, and I made some errors in judgment, and I ended up dropping out of college, and I was waiting tables at Chili's. I was making $200 to $300 a week in tips. I'm back in Texas now, and I'm living in a nasty cockroach and rat-infested house built in 1927. We had drive-by shootings and burglaries. Our cars got ripped off. And, you know, I just got to the point where I knew that I needed to do something different. How many of you ever been to that day of disgust where you just say, I don't want to live like this anymore? Anybody ever been there? That's what led me here. I just finally got to the point where the pain, the financial pain and otherwise, was so unbearable that I had to make a shift in my life. And so I got started in prepaid legal in September of 1999. My first month in the business, I made no money, not a penny. Now, how many of you didn't expect to hear me say that this morning? How many of you have been to a business opportunity presentation before? You know, and the guy or gal up front says, hi, my name is, and I made $1 million in my first 37 seconds, and you can too, you know? That's not my story. I'm what's called a human being. I'm not a robot or a science project. I'm just somebody that needed to make some extra money, and I got really excited about prepaid legal, and I my first month, I didn't make any money. I'll maybe a little bit later tell you why that is. So no money my first month, but I was so excited about that that I quit my job and went full time. Anybody ever have that temptation? For our guests in the room, when you see the compensation, many of you will feel the temptation to quit your job because it is very lucrative, but don't do that. Your job is your friend until you build this thing up. But what's neat is what so many people are able to keep their job and work prepaid legal part-time, just 5 to 10 hours a week. And we've seen many people here on the front row within just a few months be able to make more money 5 to 10 hours a week in prepaid legal than they're making full-time in their job. Would anybody be interested in that? You know, that's a recipe for wealth creation. And so first month, no money. Second month, I made about $300. Third month, I didn't make any money. Fourth month, I made about $500. But by the end of the first year, I was at about $3,000 and $5,000 a month. That was, you know, additional income. So my first year total was $21,000, almost $21,000. Now, would any of you like an additional $21,000? And by the way, many go much faster, some go slower. But would that help anybody, $21,000? See, not all the hands went up, so let me ask it a different way. How many of you, if you're walking down the street and you saw $21,000, would bend over and pick it up? Anybody, by show of hands? Okay, $21,000 is good for part-time money. Year number two, $43,000. Now, again, my brother Tony, who used to live here in Utah, started his business here in Utah, he made $100,000 his first year. That's not my story. I made $21,000 my first year, $43,000 my second year. My third year in the business, because of the compounding, which I'll teach later on today, how you can compound your efforts, my third year in the business, our income went up to over $144,000. Now it's into a multi-six-figure income, and life has been absolutely incredible. Here's what I've learned, though, about money. Money comes, money goes. Some months are good, some months aren't so good, some months are absolutely fabulous. But what I love the most is the constant, all the way through my career, has been the time freedom. That's what I love the most about prepaid legal is I haven't had a job in 9 years. I mean, imagine that. I haven't had a job in 9 years. I don't own an alarm clock. Yeah, thank you. So I do whatever I want to do. When my wife and I got married, we took 10 days and went to Cancun, stayed in a 5-star resort. And when we came home, we washed our laundry and went on another trip and then came home and went on another trip. And we were actually on the road for about a year. We took a year off when we got married. And after taking a year off, our income actually went up in prepaid legal, and it's just amazing. I'll teach you how that happened. Yeah, I'll accept that. Thank you. So let me tell you the time. Yes, the time is great. How many of you are parents or grandparents? Okay, I believe you have a choice especially as a parent. You can raise your children, or you can let VH1, MTV, BET, violent video games, and daycare raise your children. Right? I mean, don't we all have a choice? And some people go, oh, I can't. I have to send my kids to daycare because of... That's a choice. It's a choice. And we're offering you an additional choice today, a choice to set yourself free, a choice to be a stay-at-home mom, a choice to be a stay-at-home dad, a choice to get involved in your ministries and in your churches, a choice to have freedom. It's a choice. And we're not going to twist anybody's arms. We're just going to give you the information, allow you to make your own decision. So if you guys are ready, say I'm ready.
Ready.
And we're going to get right into the presentation this morning. Today we're going to talk about three major challenges, the best solutions for those challenges, opportunity and timing, and then the action steps. Okay, starting out, number one, the economy. We can all agree it's a problem, right?
Yes.
Expenses are escalating. Savings is at an all-time low. And by the way, let me give you all a very, very interesting figure. There's been 5 years in American history where Americans have saved less than zero as a nation. 5 years. Three of those years were during the Depression. The other 2 years were the last 2 years we just had. So we are in for interesting times. Robert Kiyosaki, anybody ever read any of his books? You know, he's one of the top-selling business and entrepreneurial wealth creation authors in the nation, and he actually did a conference call for us recently, and he said, America is toast. I mean, I'm going to make it really optimistic here in a minute, I promise. But this isn't me, this is the experts. And he said that I feel sorry for whoever wins this presidency. He says, because there's absolutely nothing that they can do about what's coming. They said, we're entering into the worst 8 years in American history. How's that for doom and gloom? That's from Robert Kiyosaki, who's an optimist. So, you know, I start there because I think we need to be wise and pull our head out of the sand and not be an ostrich and pretend that because we can't see it or refuse to see it, that there's not problems in America. There are problems right now. So that's problem number one. Can we all agree with that, right? Are we all on the same page? And then number two is identity theft. Is identity theft a problem? Right? It's actually reached epidemic status. They're saying that 1 in 3 households will be compromised this year. So that's 1, 2. Sorry about that, Jack. 1, 2. So sorry, Mark. 1, 2. We go all the way around the room. 33% of us will have our identity stolen, according to statistics, in the next 12 months. That's an epidemic. So the question isn't, is your identity going to be stolen? The question is, when your identity gets stolen, what are you going to do about it? We'll talk about that. Number three is the legal system. Do you guys remember O.J. Simpson, his first miniseries that was on television? You know, it started out with like him and the white Bronco. Do y'all remember that? Okay, well, he was acquitted for those crimes. Now, how many of you realize that let me just ask you the question. If that was you or me that was charged of those crimes, where would we be today? Not jail. Jail's happy. We'd be in prison. Big difference. We would be in prison. Why would we be in prison and he became a free man? Because of money. The legal system is broken in America. And we'll talk about how we're leveling the playing field. So we're going to get right into it. Five areas to evaluate: the company, the need, the marketplace, the product, the compensation, and the timing. How many of you came here today to see how you can make a little bit of extra money? By show of hands. Okay, how many of you came here today to see how you can make a lot of extra money, part-time or full-time? Did anybody come here this morning to see how you get filthy, stinking, hog, nasty, rich? Anybody? Now, how many of you were taught that money is evil? Anybody taught that? You know, it's so funny, especially in the, you know, within the Protestant, in Christianity, a lot of, there's this mentality that wealth is, that money is bad or what have you. And I was even taught that. I remember my parents, we were driving into church one day, and we see this guy, Peter, who is a country western music producer, multi-millionaire, had a new Porsche every 2 years. And we pull in, and they're like, that's criminal. He's got a new Porsche. You know, he should be giving that money to children that are starving in Africa. And what they didn't know is he was giving $40,000 a year to his missionary program. He was doing a full tithe of, $200,000 in a year, and was giving money to all kinds of charities, and he drove a Porsche. That's okay, right? I think that's okay. I mean, he gave away more money than, most of the other families in the church combined, and he drove a Porsche. So there's nothing wrong with that. Here's what I find. A lot of enlightened people become successful. And when enlightened people become successful, they continue to do what they've always done, which is give back and share. So we'll talk about the compensation. It's important. You know, one lady said to me, money's not everything. And I said, you know what? That's true. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the grocery store. Next time you go shopping, I want you to fill up that cart and let the checkout, let them scan everything. And when they tell you the total is $387, what I want you to do is just smile at them and tell them, listen, money's not everything. And then try to walk out of the store. You know, money is very, very important in our society. And then the timing. How many of you came here, the timing. How many of you would agree that timing, it's more important to be, how do I want to ask this question? Timing is more important than intelligence. That's the bottom line, and I'm grateful for that. Because when my brother Jeff shared this information with me, I said, Jeff, prepaid legal, this looks amazing. But, you know, I struggled in high school. I was there for 6 years. That's not right, is it? I had 3 senior years in high school. Maybe I'll get into that a little bit later. I went to college for 5 years. When I was done, I was a sophomore. And maybe I'll talk about that a little bit later. So I struggled. And I said to my brother Jeff, I said, Jeff, prepaid legal looks amazing, but, you know I struggled. Do you have to be intelligent? And he said, no, Chris, I've got great news. You're going to do just fine. You know, sign here. And so I did, and I'm glad that I did. Here's about our company. We're going to fly through this. This is our founder, Mr. Harlan C. Stonecipher. He's the son of a sharecropper. He was born on dirt floors, no running water, no electricity. And all his parents wanted for him, like so many of our parents wanted for us, was to go to school, get good grades so he could go out and get a good job teaching school, which is exactly what he did. But he found out school teachers don't make much money. So he took a second job. Anybody have 2 jobs in the room or know anybody who does? He took a second job selling insurance. One night he's on his way to an insurance appointment. He gets in a terrible automobile accident. This is actually a photograph of his car. And this is back in 1969 when cars were made out of something called metal. For you younger folks in the room, just Google that, metal. And you'll see that was a pretty serious automobile accident, wasn't it, right? I mean, that's pretty serious. That was a very, very heavy automobile. So, you know, here's what happened. This is when the idea was birthed. He said, I've got car insurance to get a new car. Isn't that a good idea? He had health insurance to take care of his hospital bills. Good idea, isn't it? He had life insurance in case he died and needed that. That's a great idea. What he didn't have was $4,000 in 1969 money to defend himself in a lawsuit that resulted from this accident. The woman who caused the accident was cited, meaning she got the ticket. But even though she got the ticket and was at fault, she turned around and sued Mr. Stonecipher. Does that happen in America today? Yeah. This was in 1969. Do you think it happens more today or less today? More today. So he said, I've got all this other protection. I wonder if there's a service out there where I can pay a small monthly fee, and if I ever need to use an attorney again in the future, it will be pre paid for. Doesn't that make sense to everybody? Real simple. So he went on nationwide search looking for that company. Didn't exist in America. Search led him to Europe, where he discovered that 80% of the people in Europe, especially in Western Germany, already had a prepaid legal plan. He said, that's a great idea. Copied the idea, brought it to America, started the company in 1972. We became a public company in 1976. Today we're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We're in the top 1% of all publicly traded companies on the planet. So that lets you know just a little bit about how we've done over the last few years. We've been featured in just about every major business. I mean, if you wanted to buy a luxury sedan and you went into the Lexus dealership and said, hey, I'm looking for the best luxury sedan, what would you recommend? Do you think they're going to tell you a BMW? Do you think they're going to tell you Mercedes-Benz? No. What are they going to tell you? They're going to tell you a Lexus. If you want to buy a truck and you go to the Ford dealership and say, what's the best truck? Is it a Chevrolet? What are they going to tell you? They're going to tell you Ford, okay? Prepaid legal, of course I'm going to say great things about prepaid legal. They've paid me a lot of money. I'm going to say you're not going to hear me say anything bad about prepaid legal. But there's all these other companies that have taken a look at us, and they look at what we are and what we do, and they report the good, the bad, and the ugly. Y'all have seen some of these articles, right, in these magazines. Companies like Fortune's, Forbes, Businessweek, Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, Individual Investor, Investors Daily, Inc. Worldwide, Black Enterprises, Success, Success from Home, Premier Magazine. We could go on and on and on. They're all talking about prepaid legal. Most recently, we were in Forbes Magazine as one of the best 200 small companies in America. We've been in that magazine, I think, 6 or 7 years under that category. So again, doing very, very well. And the reason we've gotten the attention of so many in the business community is because of this chart right here. How many of you can agree that this chart, unless it's your weight or your cholesterol, this is a good chart? Can we all agree with that? Up and to the right. Now, I got started back here in 1999. At the time, we were doing about $140 million in sales. I came on board and got serious, and you can kind of see what happened after I got here. You know, this trend of... Now, I'm just kidding. I'm just a baby in the business. There are literally hundreds of success stories, better, greater than mine, people doing much, much better than myself. But what's relevant here is last year we did almost $500 million, about $450 million in sales. Now, I remember sitting right here, skeptical, 9 years ago in a little bitty hotel room in Dallas, Texas. And I remember Patrick Shaw, who then was doing $10,000 monthly, now he's over $30,000 monthly. I remember him showing this chart that went back here and how it went up like this. And then he quoted Success Magazine that predicted over the next 10 years, prepaid legal will become a $1 billion-a-year company. And my first thought was, how do they know? Right? Anybody skeptical like I was when I was like, how can you look at a company and go, yeah, within 10 years, they're going to be doing $1 billion a year? But then my second thought was, what if they're right? Right? I mean, what if they're right? What if I get started with a company that's doing $140 million a year in sales, and in a decade, they're doing $1 billion a year in sales? The company's going to have a 9 times growth. What if that's true? I got started, and you've heard the story. So all the analysts predict now that we're going to do $500 million this year, so right at $500 million a year in sales, and that we'll do more in the next 3 years combined than we've done in the last 36, more in the next 3 years than we've done in the last 36 years combined, which are the predictions. But, you know, forget about predictions, because I've been to a lot of presentations where they say, look at these predictions. But I want you to note that these are not predictions. This is called history. This is in the books. We've had 15 years now of record-breaking growth. And I want you to know that should you decide to join us, you'll be joining a rock-solid company. What happened in 2001 in America? 9/11. Companies like Walmart and Kmart, Montgomery Ward's and Kmart were filing bankruptcy. Major airlines were going out of business. We went into a recession, right? Well, look what happened in 2001. We had our best year in our 36-year history, or whatever it was back then, 31-year history. But then the next year we beat it again, and the next year we beat it again, and the next year we beat it again, 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 again. We're a rock-solid company. We've proven over 36 years to be recession-proof. Is that an important thing in today's economy? Absolutely. And it's not a matter of if, but when. Again, we could use this for identity theft or legal, but look at this. This is court filings and hospitalizations. Last year, there's 37 million hospitalizations. Are we talking a lot about healthcare right now? You know, we'll put you in the Oval Office or we'll keep you out based upon your policy on healthcare, right? It's a big issue. Health insurance didn't exist in 1952. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Today, it's the big debate surrounding the Oval Office. Well, last year, 37 million hospitalizations. Good thing those people had health insurance if they did. If they didn't, they wish they had it. Well, nobody's talking about this. That same year, there was 100 million court filings. How many parties does it take to go to court? Two. So we're talking about 200 million Americans involved in the courts versus 37 million Americans involved in the hospitals. And we're all talking about this. Nobody's talking about this. As a matter of fact, we're the only ones talking about this. Could you be just as financially and emotionally wiped out a week in the courtroom as you can be a week in the hospital? Yes or yes? Yes. And so this conversation is very, very relevant because you're almost three times more likely to wind up in court than you are in the hospital. Everybody's talking about that. We're the only ones talking about that. And that's what makes the opportunity so great. Why don't everybody stand up for just a moment? I promise I'm not going to make you rub your neighbor's shoulders, at least at this point. How many of you ever been overcharged for a repair? Please sit down. I'm illustrating that you could have, probably should have, used a prepaid legal attorney in the past. If you've been overcharged for a repair, please sit down, okay? Those of us still standing, we just had no idea that we were overcharged, right? We're like, wow, $300 for an oil change? Okay, and we just sign, okay? Now, how many of you have ever tried to return a defective product? Okay, and maybe they gave you a hassle. Or maybe you broke it, and then you tried to return it. Ever been worried about identity theft? Please sit down. Ever signed a contract? Have you ever signed your name to anything ever in your life? If you have a driver's license, a house, a car, a cell phone, you've signed your name to something. Everybody is seated. Now, why'd I ask that question? I asked that question, have you ever signed something? Because if you've ever signed a contract, you've used an attorney. It just wasn't yours. Some company hired that attorney to write that document to protect that company from all of us. So I've asked a few questions and everybody is seated, which means everybody could have used a prepaid legal plan in the past. Everybody could have used an attorney in the past. But the question is, did you get an attorney involved on those issues? Invariably, the answer is no. Why is the answer no when we live in America? See, yes, I've been to the United States Supreme Court Justice Building. I've run up and down the steps. I've got the warm fuzzies. You know, I've seen that etched in granite on the west wall of this United States Supreme Court Justice Building. Equal justice under law. And that's a great idea. It makes you feel good. But it's not true. It's not true. Justice in America is sold like a commodity, like lumber and like salt. And the more money you have, the more justice you can afford. And in a democracy where middle incomes pay for and sustain the judicial system, I feel it's a crime that we have to check our pocketbooks before we check our rights. For the first time in American history, what we are doing that's never been done before, we're leveling the playing field and giving access to justice. We're making that a reality for all Americans, and it's never been done ever before. We're opening up the courthouse doors for people that have issues, and maybe they're just little issues like this, or maybe bigger issues. We're going to assist you with every single one of those issues, and we're going to make it affordable for you. So the main reasons people don't seek legal counsel, they're intimidated by attorneys, they think it's going to cost too much, and they don't know who to call. Does that sound about right? Yeah. How many of you have ever had a legal situation and you just swept it under the rug? I remember my dad getting ripped off all the time. He's such a nice guy, you know, and one time it was just too much. I couldn't handle it. I was a little guy. I said, Dad, they took you to task. We got to do something about this. He's like, no, son, it's okay. I go, no, Dad, it's not okay. They ripped you off. It's not okay. He goes, nah, son, it's okay. God will get them. Y'all hear that? And I'm like, I know God's going to get them, but we ought to get them too, you know? Man, it's not right. Now, something that's important is there's nothing in here about us going out and getting people or getting innocent people. But there's a lot in here about how when somebody's hammering your head, when somebody's trying to take advantage of your rights, how we can step in and assist you. Because isn't there too much bullying going on in the world today? This isn't about us suing people. This is about when people are beating us up, we're able to call Big Brother and say, please help me, I've had enough. And we'll talk about how that works. So the most common response to legal disputes, ignore the problem and try to handle it personally. You don't have to do that anymore. If this makes sense to you, you'll be with me for the rest of the day. Here's what we do. We do for attorney and legal bills what your health insurance does for doctor and hospital bills. Does that make sense to everybody? We don't make attorneys free, but we make them accessible. We make them affordable. Your health insurance doesn't make doctors and hospitals free, but it makes it affordable. Now, if you have You know, if you break your leg, they're going to take care of that. If you want to get a nose job, you may have to come out of pocket for that. Does that make sense? Same thing. Same thing with prepaid legal services. Who's covered? The member, the member's spouse, or significant other. You have to choose one. Okay? You have to choose either your spouse or your significant other. If you have both, please see me after class. You need a prepaid legal membership. You're going to need it. But the whole family's covered there for a small monthly fee. And here's what you're going to have access to. Imagine being able to pick up the phone, talk to Utah's finest attorney about any legal issue at all. If you have a real estate issue, you have a real estate attorney. If you have a tax issue, you have a tax attorney. Family law question, you have a family attorney. Any kind of issue at all legally. I don't care if it's your neighbor's barking dog or somebody owes you $50. You can pick up the phone and talk to your attorney. Even if you're just legally lonely and you need somebody to talk to, pick up the phone and say, I'm lonely. Is that legal? What are my rights? Let them know. Unlimited telephone consultation. This is preventive. How many of you practice preventive health? By show of hands. Okay, not all the hands went up. Some of you, how many of you are not going to raise your hands no matter what I ask, okay? Because every hand should have gone up a minute ago. Let me ask it a different way. And you guys look for the people that aren't raising their hands on this, okay? You ready? How many of you brushed your teeth at least once in October so far, okay? If they didn't raise their hand, you know, what can I say? All right. So that's preventive. Here's what we know. We know if we can check out your body every now and again, we might be able to keep your body out of the hospital, right? We know if we can change the oil in your car every now and again, we might be able to keep your car out of the shop, right? We know if we can give you good, solid legal counsel early, we might be able to keep you out of the courtroom, right? And isn't it over here where it gets very, very expensive? So we give you preventive, where you can just pick up the phone, talk to an attorney about anything. Imagine that. You know, I had this dumb job before prepaid legal, and they were telling me that I had to work 80 hours a week, 60 to 80 hours a week. I'm not a 60 to 80 hour a week kind of guy. I thought, what am I going to do? I called my prepaid legal attorney. She called me back. It was Friday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. She spent 15 minutes with me explaining all my legal rights. Now, how much are attorneys per hour here in Utah? $200, $300 an hour? How many of you would have called on that issue at $200 an hour? No. Why? Because in America, y'all tell me if you agree with this. In America, if you're middle class, it's cheaper to get ripped off and take it than it is to hire an attorney at $200 an hour, true or false. So that's what we do. We just take it, and we say things like, God will get them. Which is true, you know? But with prepaid legal now, you pick up the phone and you get access. $200 an hour, we're not going to make those phone calls. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now what the investment is to put an umbrella of protection all around your family. At $35.95 a month to month, no contracts to sign, how many of you would have made that phone call to that attorney on that issue? I think probably all of us would have. Why? It's already paid for. You might as well use it. You might as well call. One lady said to me, she had a major issue, and she was asking me. I go, I'm not an attorney. Call your prepaid legal attorney. And she says, well, I'm afraid to call my attorney. I said, why? She said, I don't want them to cancel me. I already called this month. I'm like, this isn't insurance. We want you to use it. If you're not calling your attorney, we want you to call your attorney. We want you to do that. They're not going to cancel you. We've never canceled anybody ever in 36 years. Other than, you know, fraudulent activity, some sort of fraud, and not paying for their membership. So if you're paying for your membership and you're not doing something crazy, you're going to have unlimited telephone consultation with the finest attorneys in the state of Utah and across the country. Is that worth $35.95? I think so. In addition to that, our attorneys are going to write letters, make phone calls on your behalf. One time I was coming here to do a presentation just like this, and United Airlines lost my bags. And I was wearing flip-flops, blue jeans with a hole in the knee, a T-shirt, and my hair wasn't quite right. And so I said, listen, you guys lost my bags. I've got to be on stage in 3 hours. They said, no, we didn't lose your bags. They're in Los Angeles. I said, well, I'm in Salt Lake City. That's lost to me. I need my bags. I need them in 3 hours. They said, there's no way we can do that. I said, okay, well, I need you to pay for a suit and some shoes so that I can go down and do my presentation. There's about 300 people expecting me in about 3 hours. They said, no, we're sorry, so there's nothing we can do about that. You're going to have to provide your own wardrobe. So I called my prepaid legal attorney. I took advantage of the unlimited consultation. I said, is there anything you can do for me? Actually, I asked for a priority call back because they call you back within 8 business hours. I said, could you put a rush on it? They said, sure. They called me back within minutes. I told them what had happened. They said, well, there's nothing we can do about it at this point. Do you have some money where you can go and get a new wardrobe? I said, yeah, I can. They said, go and do that. When you get home, fax us the receipts. We'll see what we can do about it. They wrote a letter to United Airlines. A few days later, I get a check for 100% of what I invested in that new wardrobe and an apology letter for mishandling my baggage. Now, is that good? I appreciate that. And they're going to write letters and make phone calls on unlimited number of issues. And you guys, all of us have had these issues, haven't we? I mean, some of you are thinking, oh, I could have used it for this. I could have used it for that. I could probably use it for this situation right now. And all of that is included at $35.95. Unlimited contract review. Anybody ever wished or ever signed something you wished you wouldn't have? Anybody? Okay. The one lady yelled out, yeah, my wedding certificate. You know, I thought, ah, man, she's been drinking again. Who let her in? Get her out of here. Any contract, any document up to 10 pages in length, our attorneys will review for you and give you advice and consultation on it. No additional charge included for $35.95. This could be gym memberships, credit card applications, cell phone, buying a house, a car, anything like that. Anybody ever worked out at Bally's Fitness? Anybody ever worked at, y'all have those here? You know, what's their slogan is Bally's Fitness for Life. And they ain't messing around. You sign that contract, they got you for a long time. So standard will preparation, 75% of us and our friends, family, neighbors, the people that we worship with and work with don't have a will. It's the most important legal document you can have in your possession at any given time, and most of us don't have it. Why? Because they're about $1,000 for mom and $1,000 for dad. $2,000 to get your will done. That's a mortgage or two or three. Most people can't afford to get their wills done. Mortgage, get your will done. Mortgage. Mortgage, get my will done. And they play this silly little game until one or two are gone and their kids become wards of the state and they figure out where your kids go. See, what most people don't understand is the state of Utah has a will for you, and when you read it, you won't like it. It basically says, we get your stuff and your kids and we'll figure out who's most fit to raise your children. You have nothing to do with it. And we hear stories about you want Aunt Teeny to get your kids, but Aunt Teeny has a speeding ticket from 2.5 years ago, and they say, oh, nope, she's a reckless driver. We better send them with Uncle so-and-so. That's scary. Maybe you didn't want Uncle so-and-so to get your kids. Well, you're gone. You don't have a will. You don't have that choice. Some of you are going, well, I don't have any kids and I don't have any stuff. You know what? If you have two tennis shoes and you want to make sure that both of those shoes go to the same person, you need a will. And I say that jokingly a little bit, but there's been families that have been broken up over dad's fake Rolex that he got in Mexico on a fishing trip. You know, Tom wanted the watch, and Mark wanted the watch, and they fought over it. It had no monetary value, lots of sentimental value, and those brothers don't talk today because dad didn't get a will. It's silly. For prepaid legal, as a way of saying thank you for getting the services, we're going to get you a will at no additional charge, and we're going to update that will every single year that you remain a member, again, only at $35.95 per month. Other legal services, motor vehicle legal protection. You know, how many of you ever gotten speeding tickets before? Anybody? Wouldn't it be nice to call an attorney and have an attorney go to court for you to fight that ticket? Now, we don't promise to fix tickets and we don't condone speeding. Let me tell you how it worked for me. I was in Idaho. Anybody ever been in Idaho before? What's in Idaho? Not much, right? Potatoes on the left, cows on the right, open road. And I'm driving, I get pulled over, police officer says, I got you at 95 and a 65. I said, there's no way. There's no way I was going 95 and a 65. And he said, tell it to the judge. And he gave me a ticket. When I got home, or got where I was going in Utah, I faxed my ticket to my Texas law firm, which is where I was living. And I said, hey, can you guys help me with this? They said, yeah, we'll hire an attorney in Idaho to go to court for you. And I said, no, thank you. They said, why would you say no, thank you? And I said, well, what's that going to cost me over and above my $35 a month? They said, nothing. You're covered in all 50 states. I said, I'll take three. Sign me up for whatever you just said. Do that. Well, then a few days, my attorney in Idaho had worked out a deal with the judge, called my attorney in Texas. My attorney in Texas called me, said, Mr. Hughes, this is what we were able to work out for you. We reduced the speed from 95 and a 65 down to a 75 and a 65. And I started celebrating. And they said, but wait, there's more. Then I said, well, what else? And they said, we reduced your fine from $105 down to $45. I started celebrating. They said, wait, there's more. I said, what else could there be? They said, we reduced it from a moving violation down to a non-moving violation, the equivalent of a parking ticket. Now, I didn't think I was going 95 miles an hour, but one thing I know for certain is I was moving, for sure. And this is my favorite part of the conversation. They said, Mr. Hughes, send $45 to the state of Idaho, and this is as though it never happened. Wow. Wow. Now, when you get a ticket, when you get a moving traffic violation, how many years is that on your record? At least 3 years, right? And it makes your insurance rates do what? Well, mine stayed flat because I had a prepaid legal plan. And we don't promise to do that every time. Sometimes you're just flat out guilty and there's nothing that we can do about it. But sometimes we're very effective. Most times we're very effective at keeping the points off your record. Child Defense Services, who's suing who in America today? Everybody. You know, there's three lawsuits every second in this country. We can't snap fast enough. Three lawsuits every second in this country. Again, it's not a matter of if, but when. You know, and you could be sued for simple things like some little kid falls down on your property. They trip on a rake on your property. They jump off, they flip off the trampoline and break something on your property. You get in an automobile accident. You hit somebody from behind. They get out of their car. They're holding their neck and dragging their leg. That's a civil suit. If you're ever sued civilly or involved in a job-related criminal charge, our attorneys are going to step in and assist you every step of the way. You've got 75 hours. Your first year, every year you remain a member, it goes, oh, that's a typo. It's supposed to say 335 hours in your fifth year. Again, going back to O.J. Simpson. Remember his first miniseries that was on television? That went about 300 hours. So if you need more than 300 hours, you're probably going to go to jail. So IRS Audit Legal Services, if you ever get audited by the IRS, there's two scenarios. Show up with a Nike box full of receipts, rubbing the fur off your lucky rabbit's foot, or you can show up with Utah's finest tax attorney at your side. When your auditor says, let me see your receipts, when your tax attorney steps in and says, no, I don't think so, which receipt would you like to see? There's a big difference between those two scenarios, isn't there? You see, you have rights, but if you don't know what they are, it's the equivalent of not having rights. We have a lot of rights in this country, but if you don't know what they are, you don't have any. 24-hour emergency access. This was created for racial profiling. Y'all heard of that? Getting pulled over because of the color of your skin. Newsweek did an article called DWB, driving while black, driving while brown. Then they expanded it to driving while blonde, driving while broke, driving while a woman, driving a good car in a bad neighborhood, bad car in a good neighborhood, driving with too much metal in your face, too many tattoos, too much hair, not enough. They take a look at you. And they make a judgment, and I believe most police officers are good people, but there's a bad apple in every bunch, right? So we give you 24-hour access, emergency access to an attorney for any reason. Maybe CPS shows up at your house in the middle of the night because you have a crazy neighbor that said some things that aren't true about you, and they're trying to take your kids. Maybe you're in an automobile accident at 1 o'clock in the morning coming home from a friend's house. Wouldn't it be nice when the police officer starts asking you questions for you to say, you know what, I'm a little bit shaken up right now. I'm going to speak with my attorney first. And you have 24-hour emergency access. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, Christmas Eve in southern Alabama or wherever you are in this country, you're going to have access to an attorney 24 hours a day. Anything I didn't mention is going to be covered at a 25% discount. One lady said to me, I knew it. I knew there was going to be a catch. This was sounding so good until you said that. And I said, what's the problem? And she says, you mean if I'm going to get a divorce, I only get a 25% discount? Yeah. Isn't that incredible? How much of a discount are you getting currently? She said, that's a great point. She became a prepaid legal member, and I'm happy to report she's still married. So, all right. So all of that is covered at $35.95. Also, identity theft. I promise you we talk about that. 1 in 3, they say, there's nothing we can do about it. It boggles my mind when people say, there's two things, and if you've ever said this, please forgive me for saying this. But I'm just going to ask for your forgiveness now. People go, they say things like, oh, I don't shop on the internet. We're not talking about internet fraud. We're talking about identity theft. People say, I don't use credit cards. We're not talking about credit card fraud. We're talking about identity theft. People say things like, oh, I'm very careful. Well, guess what? The Social Security Department already has your Social Security number. So do all the schools you've gone to. So does your doctor. So does your dentist. So do all your healthcare professionals. So does every credit card company. Your information, on average in America, your information is in 50 databases already. Doesn't matter how careful you are. They got all your information. Okay? Then people say things like this. Oh, my bank has identity theft protection. Okay? We've all heard that, right? Oh, yeah, I've got that through my bank. Well, Financial identity theft, which is what all the banks are selling and LifeLock and all these other companies, it's only 25% of the problem. So if somebody gets your driver's license and gets tickets in your name and they don't pay the bills and you get pulled over in a routine traffic stop and they say you have 4 warrants for your arrest in Florida and they arrest you, don't call Citibank. They're not going to do anything for you. Don't call LifeLock. They can't do anything for you. And so this is really my job, is to educate. Driver's license identity theft is a major, major issue. Your driver's license and mine are for sale on the internet at about $20, right next to your Social Security number. In the black market, they can get, all this stuff is out there. Do y'all remember when people used to rob banks? Remember that? Those of you that are 30 or above, maybe 35 or above, you'll remember that every couple of weeks on television, there was a big bank robbery. Show me your hands. Remember that? And by show of hands, how many of you agree that bank robberies have declined significantly by show of hands? Okay, two reasons for that. Number one, technology's gotten better. Surveillance. Number two, it's too risky. Identity theft is so easy. 95% of these thieves get away. They're only bringing 5% to justice, if that. That's the ones that we know about. So they're like, forget about Jack and banks. You know what they're doing now? They're breaking into doctor's offices. Why? Because behind the counter, there's a bunch of files. Your files. My files. With all of our private information. It's easier. A lot of these places don't even have alarms. They bust in, grab a bunch of files, and they're out. They're selling those things for $20,000 to $5,000 a file, depending on your credit ranking. And all the other things. And guess what? Your credit rating, excuse me, Social Security. There's a lady in Southern California who has 300 illegal immigrants working with her Social Security number. And the Social Security Administration will not give her another number. All she does full-time is fight these battles. Luckily, they're paying taxes, all of them. Can you imagine that? They're all paying taxes because they're not trying to rip off. I don't know how to say this the right way, but you know what I mean? They just want to work, right? You guys, you know what I mean? They've come here and they just want to work. And they're not doing it legally, but they are paying taxes, which is amazing to me because they don't have to. It's not their social. They could stick her with the taxes, which is what's happening in the world of identity theft. One lady goes to Kmart to get a job only to find out she'd already worked there for 3 years. Don't call Citibank when that happens to you. They're not going to do anything for you. Medical is number one. I went to the doctor recently. All they asked me for was my insurance card. It's a piece of paper that I could have photocopied at home on a color copier. That was it. No identification, nothing else. They just asked me for my card. That could have been me, could have been anybody else. And that's the fastest growing area right now of identity theft. They're getting that from doctor's offices and dental clinics. Character criminal, my friend, gets a letter in the mail, says you're being charged $500 to the county of Riverside for your assault and battery. He says, I've never assaulted anybody in my life. He called prepaid legal. Prepaid legal said, that's a felony. He goes, I know it's a felony, and they want me to pay $500 for my whatever the fee was. And they said, well, obviously they booked you. And he goes, they didn't book me. And the attorney said, I know, that's the point. If they didn't book you, they booked somebody. And whoever they booked, they took a picture of them. Go down and take a look and see if you recognize the photograph. He went down, looked at the photograph. It was his older brother. His brother had beat somebody up, didn't have ID on him, and when the cop showed up, he said, my name is, my social is, my date of birth is, and my address is. It's identity theft. And then the rest is financial. So if you've got something through your bank, especially if you're paying for it, you may want to reconsider, because we are the only company that can help you with all five areas of identity theft and can help you before, during, and after identity theft crisis. We're the only company in North America that have a prepaid legal plan attached, because if you have an identity theft issue, don't you have a legal issue? Yes. Now let's get to the most important part of today, which is the compensation. Again, $35.95, month to month, no contracts to sign. Folks, let me just say this. We've done all that we've done without you, our guests. Okay? We've done all that we've done without you. And the company, do you guys think if our guests in the room today decide for whatever reason not to sign up, and I'm asking this to both our guests and our associates, do you think prepaid legal will continue to do well? Yes. Yeah. So the company's going to continue to do well no matter what. We're inviting everybody in the room to participate. I'll ask you a similar question that I was asked 9 years ago when I sat here. How many of you would like to go on a ride with a company for doing $500 million a year on its way to $1 billion a year and to become a multi-billion dollar company? That's the opportunity that you have today. I want to explain how this works. Our membership is how much money? Want to do a quick, there's a clock right there. Good. $35.95. There's a one-time $10 enrollment fee. So you go out and collect $45.95 from anyone, send it to Prepaid Legal, they're going to send you $34.57. Is that good?
Yes.
You're getting back almost what you sent in, but right now we have a promotion. Sometimes it can take you as much as 25 memberships to advance from here to here. And we have a promotion going this month that ends in what? A week, where you can advance from here to here with just two people. Just helping two people get started with Prepaid Legal. You can advance from there to there. So you get person number one going, $34.57. You get person number two going, you get another $34.57. Now your total is about $69 and some change, but we just promoted you to the associate level. Now you're making $103 every time you send $46 to our company. Is that getting better? Now, if you're an associate in the room, meaning you've already gotten your first promotion, I'd like to have you stand up. We want to recognize you. If you are an associate at the $100 level, please stand up so we can applaud your success. Very good. These individuals, when they send 46 to the company sends them 103. You can advance also to the senior associate level, make $138. If you're a senior associate, please stand up and let's recognize you. Senior associates, please stand up. Awesome. Congratulations. Now, folks, keep in mind, we have people becoming associates and senior associates. Some people are doing it in their first day, first week, first month. Now, think about how long you have to work at your job to make $138. I mean, what does that represent? The average American's making $13 an hour. That's a lot of hours you got to work to make $138. And we have people in this room that after a 15, 20, 30-minute sit down with somebody, they're making $138. And that's at the newer levels. Okay, managers, they send 46 into the company. The company sends them $172 and some change. If you're a manager, please stand up. We'd love to applaud you and your success. Managers, congratulations. Just by helping a few other people promote, you can become a director. Now, these people that are about to stand up, this is our highest permanent position in the comp plan. This is the goal, you know, to get to this level, because everything above this is a bonus level. This is the highest level in the pay plan that's permanent. So in other words, once you get there, you're always there. There's no going backwards. There's no sliding down the comp plan. You're always, once a director, always a director, unless you qualify for higher bonuses on top of that. If you are a director in the room, please stand up. We want to applaud you as well. Give them a hand. Directors, they send 46 to the company. The company sends them $207 from a $46 transaction. When I saw this comp plan, I said to my brother Jeff, you mean to tell me I get to director, I send 36 to 46 to the company, then they send me 207? He said, yeah. I said, Jeff, that doesn't even sound legal, but I'm going to try it. And I sent 46 to the company, and they sent me 207. How many of you have heard that before? Associates, this doesn't sound legal. Has anybody ever heard something like this? I mean, I even said it myself, but to me it's so funny. It's like, it doesn't sound legal. It's prepaid legal. You know, like, we sell attorneys. How are you going to sell an illegal legal plan? You know, right? So then, executive directors, if you've ever qualified for that bonus level, $252 when you market a membership, please stand up. We want to applaud your success. Our executive directors in the room. Awesome. Congratulations. Very good. So imagine now, it took me about a year to get to that level, but I mean, imagine doing two or three of those a week. Somebody do the math. I mean, you can really quickly get to $1,000 a week on your own efforts. But that's not what gets me excited. What gets me excited is the passive income that comes in over here. And let me illustrate this. How many of you have something on your computer that was created by Bill Gates? Should be everybody, okay? Even if you're a Mac user, which I proudly am. Did he sell you that software? No. Did he get paid?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that legal? Of course. It's called business ownership. What about real estate? In real estate, there's brokers and there's agents. If we're in real estate, what would we want to be? Brokers. Why? They make more money. I don't know why they call them brokers. They should call them richers. It should be richer broker, right? Shouldn't it? Richers, brokers. Now, if we were all brokers in real estate, how many agents would we want to have? As many as we can have. Why? Because every time an agent markets a house, they get paid. Who else gets paid? The broker. That's why we want to be brokers. Is that legal? Of course, it's business ownership. And people say, is this one of those pyramid companies? You've probably heard that. This is how I respond to that. I say, pyramid company, what do you mean by that? Make them answer the question. And they say, you know, those deals where the people at the top make all the money and the people at the bottom do all the work? And I say, you mean like Costco, where you work, where the CEO makes all the money and you do all the work? No, it's nothing like that. And then they go, you know, what did he just do to me? No, no, that's, I mean, to me, isn't that, my definition of a pyramid is where the person at the top makes all the money, the people at the bottom do all the work. To me, that's what a pyramid is. I was involved in something called corporate America. The odds of me going from the bottom to that top spot were astronomically slim. Think about this. How many of you know somebody that started at the bottom of a very large, established, successful company and worked their way up and ended up owning that company? I'll give you a minute. But yet, that's what we're all doing. We're all climbing this ladder, corporate ladder. Oh, I'm going to go to the top, go to the top. With prepaid legal, you start at the top. You are the CEO of your own business. And here's what I love about this. People go, well, yeah, but it's still the same. The people at the top make all the money. No, that's not true. There are people below me that make more money than me. Isn't that great? And there are people above me that make less money than me. Isn't that great? That's called fair, is what it is. In this business, you get paid in direct proportion to the value that you bring to the marketplace. It's called capitalism. You bring more value, you make more money. How many of you feel like you're underpaid at your job? Okay, raise them high. I want to see, because I want to talk to you for just a second. Wait. Raise them. Now they're not raising them. Okay. You all agreed that you're underpaid, right? Okay. Now, starting today, now is your chance to prove it. Everybody got that? Now's your chance to prove it. I always felt like I was underpaid. And then I came to prepaid legal. I'm like, I'm going to get so rich. And I made no money my first month. I thought, maybe I'm not overpaid. Or maybe I'm overpaid. You know, maybe I'm not underpaid. You get paid in direct proportion to the service and the value that you bring to the marketplace. If you bring no value, you make no money. Isn't that the way it should be? You bring a little bit of value, you make a little bit of money. You bring massive value to the marketplace and affect world change, you make massive money. That's how our comp plan works. Sky's the limit. You can make as much as you want. I have friends that are making $1,000 a month in prepaid legal. I have friends in prepaid legal that are making $300,000 a month. And you can do pretty much anything in between. It's your choice. Your results may vary. All right. So let me show you this money right here, and then we're going to wrap up. Broker agent. You get started here. You get a couple of checks, and we're going to advance you. Now you're a broker. As a broker, you get a new person started. When they market a membership, how much do they get? $34. You get $34. In a broker override. What if there's 10 memberships at that level during the week? Your income is $340. How many memberships did you market in that equation? Zero. Is that legal? Of course. What if there's 100 in the month? It's $3,400. At the bottom level. What if you're at the top level? Again, took me a year to get here. Some go faster, some go slower. You get a new person started. They make $3,457. Are they happy? Of course. You make, on that one $46 transaction, the company pays your new associate $34.57, and then they pay you $34.57 plus 3457 plus 3457 plus 3457 plus 4494 for a total of $183.22 on a $45 transaction that you didn't make. If you do 10 of those a week, memberships a week is $1,800 a week in passive income from just 10 memberships a week at that level. That's almost $100,000 a year in passive income. That's how every 12 days in prepaid legal, a new person is earning six figures in our company. According to the statistics of 2007, every 12 days, can you imagine? New six-figure success story. Another one, another one, another one. And every 20 to 30 days, we create a new millionaire. Another millionaire, another millionaire, another millionaire. And you've got to ask yourself, is that happening at your job? And let me challenge you a little bit. Where else is it happening? I don't know. Every 12 days, a new six-figure story. Where else on this planet is that happening? Every 20 to 30 days, a new millionaire. A new millionaire. So maybe I've lost some of you. Maybe some of you are talking, you know, thinking, I don't need a million. I just need 500. If I can show you how to simply make 100 grand a year, you can see how easy it is to make 500. I mean, 500, you could do that very, very, very simply by just going out and following the system. You're also going to get paid residual income. Y'all know what residual income is? Elvis Presley, is he alive or dead? Yeah, we're not sure, right? He's on the Inquirer all the time. You guys see that? I'm like, how do they do that? Okay, we think he's dead, right? He died, I believe, in 1978. That was three decades ago. His estate last year did in excess of $40 million. This guy's been dead for three decades, made $40 million. He's been dead. Hasn't made a new album in three decades. He wrote Blue Suede Shoes once. He recorded it once. Every time it downloads on iTunes, every time a radio plays it, his estate gets a check to the tune of $40 million. That's royalty income. It's residual. Prepaid legal, we have the same thing. Everything you got paid on once, doesn't matter who marketed the membership. Doesn't matter if you do it or if somebody else did it. If you got paid on it one time, you're going to get paid on it for life. As long as that membership stays on the books, you're going to continue to qualify for residual income year after year after year after year. We have people in the business, outside of all this money, outside of all that, we have people in our business that are making $1, 2, 3 million a year in pure residual income on memberships they wrote 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. How many of you are getting paid on business that you wrote 20, 30 years ago? On the hours that you worked at your job 20, 30 years ago. Can you imagine? How many of you have been working for 30 years? By show of hands. Can you imagine getting 30 cents on every dollar that you've been paid your entire life? Because that's what we do. Our residual rounds out to about $30 on the dollar. So if over your career, 40 years, if you're making, let's say, you know, $40,000 a year for 40 years, 30 years, how much money is that? Somebody do the math on that. 1.2 million. Your retirement residual income based on that amount would be about $340,000 a year. A year. And that's how it works with prepaid legal. So my wife and I were working on our second million when we get there. $2 million in total payout from prepaid legal. Our residual income is about 30% of that. 30 cents on the dollar. Anybody want to do the math? $600,000 a year in predictable, reliable, reoccurring residual income. That's why I'm here. I'm 36 years old, and I have a stunning retirement at 36 years old. We get paid every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love it. About 11:30 at night here in Utah, it gets deposited, right? How many of you were up last night at 11:30? I was in my hotel room just waiting, waiting. Aha! Merry Christmas. Good night. Okay, I can't go to bed until I see my deposit. Okay, so I love that. Now, it takes money to make money, doesn't it? In most instances, not all, but in most instances, that's true. I thought about starting a McDonald's 9 years ago because of all my experience in the restaurant business. Did it for 10 years. Did everything from washing dishes all the way up to general manager. But what I found out, McDonald's were about $1 million. My problem was I was about $1 million short of $1 million. I thought, where does a guy like me go? I've got ambition. I'm not lazy. I want to change my life. But tell me if you guys can relate to these two weaknesses. Number one, I don't have a lot of time. Can anybody relate to that? Number two, I don't have a lot of money. Can anybody relate to that? And prepaid legal allowed me the privilege and the opportunity to start my own business, to CEO my own enterprise for only $249. Well, a couple months ago, they reduced that to $99 because of the economy and everything that's going on. But guess what? Through the balance of this month, it's actually been reduced from $99 down to $49. So anybody who starts today can start for $49. And I've got to show you this because we had a couple hands up. You worked for 30 years. When you started 30 years ago, there was one person responsible for your income, and that person was you. And after 30 years of working, there's how many people? One person, him. That's what we were all taught to do. Go to school, get good grades, get a good job, work for 40 years, retire on a pension, get the gold watch. Guess what? They're not giving out a lot of watches or pensions these days, are they? They're pulling retirements. They're pulling benefits. 30 years. That's what we were told to do many, many years ago. Today, it's called scary. Because what happens if something happens to the one? The one gets sick. The one gets fired. The one gets laid off. The one passes away. What happens to the family then? What happens to the income then? Anybody want to guess? It goes away. It goes away. With prepaid legal, you could double the size of your income generation pool your very first day in the business. But let's use months. Here's you. Your first month in the business, you share the business, prepaid legal. It's only $49 this month. You share the business with one person. How many of you could share the business with one person in a down economy? Let me show you how simple this is. Y'all tell me whatever answer you think is the truth, okay? I'm not going to manipulate this in any way, shape, or form. You ask 10 of your friends this question. Would you like to make extra money? What percentage of those 10 people would say some variation of yes? And y'all be, whatever you think, I don't care what you say. What is it? 50%? That's the lowest I've ever heard, but let's call it 50%. Anybody say higher than that? Okay, 80%, 90%, maybe 100%? Let's say 50. What that means is that half of the people we talk to are going to say yes to that question. Then the next thing you do is you give them a DVD that explains everything. It does what I'm doing now in about 35 minutes much better. 35 minutes. They can watch it on DVD. So half the people that you say, would you like to make extra money? I think it's more than half, but I don't want to manipulate this, so let's call it half. One out of two are going to say yes. And when they say yes, you say, well, then watch this. See, now you're not bugging, you're blessing. You're not bugging. Some people don't want to do these types of business. I don't want to bug my friends, family, neighbors. Maybe you could say that 5 years ago. You can't say that today. Your friends, family, neighbors, a lot of them are on their knees praying to God for financial relief. And we've got the solution, and it's only $49 for the rest of the month. You know, that's not bugging, that's blessing. We all have family members that don't have a will right now. And they're going to die eventually. Let's get them a will. Let's make sure they're taken care of. That's blessing. That's not bugging. So watch this. You share it with one person, you've doubled your company. 12 months later, you've got 4,000 people in your organization. Now again, some go faster, some go slower. This is not a perfect world. This is a perfect illustration. This is not typical. But let's be conservative again. If 90% of those people quit, you'd have about 496 people. 400 associates that market just one membership is $16,000 a month. This is based on that kind of growth in a year. But let me ask you a question. What if it took 10 years? How many of you would invest 10 years part-time for a $16,000 a month residual walk-away income? Of course. Now, I know that's a tough question, especially for our younger generation, because many people my age and younger, they want it now. They want it quick. And I just say, are you kidding me? 10 years? My dad worked for 40 for nothing. Nothing. All he did was put, I don't want to degrade what he did, but he put food on the table. There was no wealth at the end. There was no rainbow at the end. There was no retirement. There was no freedom. And here, what if it took you 10 years to do what my dad and many of your moms and dads couldn't do in a lifetime? And it's not a one-month deal. It's every month, the possibility of this company to pay you that kind of money every single month. We have car bonuses of up to $500 per month. Let the tools do the work for you. I think Mr. Hall, by the way, is going to announce we've found an amazing recruiting website on the internet that's free for everybody to use. I think it's one of the best presentations ever. You can use the PBR DVD. You can use websites. You can use sizzle calls. You can use anything that you want to use, any tool that you want to use. Just don't use your mouth. Everybody get that? Don't use your mouth. Everybody say, don't use your mouth. Don't use your mouth. the more your mouth is moving, the less money you're going to make in prepaid legal. Some people go, I don't like sales. Perfect. You're going to do great in prepaid legal. This is the furthest thing away from sales. Sales people struggle. Everybody say sales people struggle. Sales people struggle. Why? Because people don't like to get sold. How many of you love it when sales people come to your house? You know, you look out the peephole. Sweet, it's the Kirby guy. I don't like getting sold, nor do you, so don't sell. I say to people, are you open to making extra money? You have got to check this video out. It's unbelievable. He'll say, what is it? It's all on the DVD. You're not going to be able to sleep tonight. He's going to say, well, tell me a little bit about it. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because it's all on the DVD. It's unbelievable. Make sure your wife watches it with you, okay? I need that back because I've got a long line of people that need to watch it. You know, the economy's crazy right now. Bring it back tomorrow, okay? So if you don't watch it, I'm taking it from you. So can you watch it tonight? Okay, perfect. What did I say about prepaid legal? Not a word. Next day, what'd you like best about that video? It's pretty incredible, huh? I'm actually working with one of the top people in the company. He's got an amazing story. You've got to hear this. Hey, Mr. Hall, you there? Hey, I just showed the video to Mark. He loved it. Can you say hi? What did I say about prepaid legal? Nothing. Mr. Hall now is going to invite him to one of these. What have I said about prepaid legal? Nothing. When this is over, I say to you, hey, what'd you like best about the presentation? The money. Yeah, me too, man. So did you see an opportunity for yourself? Yeah. Awesome. Here's your paperwork. Welcome to prepaid legal. What'd I say about prepaid legal? Nothing. That's the system. And I'm going to train on that. That's all I've done for 9 years. I say nothing about prepaid legal when I'm prospecting. The more you say about prepaid legal, the less money you're making. Guy came up to me last night and said, everybody I talk to is disinterested. I said, then you're doing it wrong. Because that's not my experience. Most of the people I talk to are interested because I don't talk to them. I show them. Everybody got that? How many of you have at least one finger? By show of hands, I need to see it for proof. Okay? If you have one finger or a toe, if you can push power and push play on a DVD player, you can make money in prepaid legal. That's how I've made my money. Just showing people tools. Hey, you got a few minutes? Listen to this recorded call. Hey, check out my website. Send her an email. Hey, have you seen this DVD? You got to check it out. Hey, Tony, I'm going to send you a DVD in the mail. What is it? Do you have a will? No, I'm going to send you a DVD to explain how you can get your will done for pennies on the dollar. Well, tell me about it. No, the DVD's on the way. Okay, just get the tools out there. These tools are powerful. How many of you are here as a result of a tool? By show of hands. Okay, look around the room. We're all here as a result of the tools. Gone a couple minutes long. We're just about to wrap up. In Europe, just about everybody's got it. North America, less than 3%. Here's a weather map. Look at all the red states. That's 1% to 3% penetration. These are the people that have prepaid legal. 3% right here, you know, the eight people in Nevada, they've got, they all have prepaid legal. You got Oklahoma, where prepaid legal was created. Okay, these are all 3% states. Now look at this. History shows that when a new industry hits 2% market penetration, critical mass is achieved. What's critical mass? We've used the example of health insurance. Everybody thought it was a stupid idea for the first 10 years. Then, over the next 7 years, health insurance went to a 52% market penetration. And today, it's the big debate, isn't it? And it didn't exist in 1952. 1952, no health insurance. It comes on the scene. Oh, that's stupid. Why would I prepay for a doctor? I'm not even sick. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh. We're not going to vote for you. Right? That's what's happened. It's called critical mass. It's called a paradigm shift. When automobiles first started coming out, you know, real loud, smoky, nasty, bumpy, uncomfortable, everybody said, oh, it's just a fad. We'll be back to horse and buggy in no time. When televisions came out, everybody, you know, a lot of people call them the devil box. You know, people didn't understand them. When color TVs came out, what in the world is that? It's so vibrant. It's called color. They got color in a little box now. People went out and got it. Y'all remember you went to Blockbuster one day and all the VHS were gone and they had DVDs? My friends were like, man, you got to get a DVD player. I'm like, why? Look at my VHS collection. I'm not changing those out. He's like, man, you can skip. There's so many benefits. You don't have to rewind, fast forward. You can just skip. Hey, what do you mean by skip? Skip, like you can skip from the beginning to the end. Skip that fast. I'm like a CD? Go, yeah, it's like a CD. See, people don't get it in the beginning. It's a paradigm shift. When I got started 9 years ago, we were at 0.1% market penetration. 0.1. Now we're at 2% to 3% today. Isn't that a lot of growth? Now, that's a lot of growth if you're just a company in the industry, but we are the industry. We are the industry. Imagine as we hit 5%. We paid out $150 million last year in commissions. $150 million, almost closer to $200 million. What if we do, that's doing $500 million a year. When we're doing $1 billion a year, we'll pay out about $380, $400 million in commissions. When we're doing $2 billion a year in sales, we'll pay out about $800, $900 million in commissions. When we get to $3 billion, we'll be paying over $1 billion a year in commissions. And that's the opportunity that you have to be a part of. We're a very small company right now. We're not insurance, but you look at some of these insurances, life is everywhere. I mean, I've got friends, I have like 8 friends trying to sell insurance right now, and they're all trying to get my business. I'm like, I'm good. There's so much competition in that business, that industry right now. Auto, everybody wants your business. So many companies fighting for business. Health, so many companies fighting for business. Prepaid legal, we're at about 2%. We're in the next big wave in North America in coverage, and you've got the opportunity to position yourself in front of what experts are calling the next big trend in this country. So those of you who've been invited, I'd love for you to come down and share your testimonial. I come here maybe once or twice per year from Southern California. I want to introduce you to people that are right here in this marketplace that you're going to see a couple times a week as they plug into the system and as you plug into the system, and I want you to hear their success stories. Those of you that have been invited, please come on down, come on down, come on down. Nobody's moving. Come on down. All right, give them a hand as they come down, please. Thank you very much.
Now it's on.
Now it's on. Hi, I'm Leslie Udy, and I used to own a police uniform and equipment store. And I spent about 10 hours a day at my store, and I spent about 14 hours a day worrying about store with all of the vendors and the overhead and the employees and all the wonderful things that come with owning a business. After I started with prepaid legal, I was able to walk away from that. Now I have the time and the freedom that I want to spend with my family, to do the things I want, to have the things I want to have, and I love this company.
Morning. My name is James Jackson. I've been working for Morgan Stanley over the last 8 years. Needless to say, it's been very busy there. Also, I've been pursuing my graduate degree in business, with something that's always been a personal goal of mine. So needless to say, I don't have a whole lot of time. Because of prepaid legal, I can just carve out some spare time, get an extra few hundred dollars, and also build for a solid retirement and savings. I love prepaid legal.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom and homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive. So I thought it would be really fun after over 20 years to go get a job. And I did. I went and got a part-time job. I was so excited for about 2 weeks. And then I wondered what I had gotten myself into. Why had I done that? And it was right around that time that I saw this information, and I immediately saw this opportunity as an incredible vehicle to help my husband and I reach our dreams. And I started around about that time, jumped right on board. The first month I worked this business, I made about, working about 1 to 2 hours a week, made about $1,000. That is way better than a part-time job.
Okay, my name's Ryan Burns. Before prepaid legal, I had just graduated from the University of Utah, and I was so excited. Unfortunately, like a lot of my friends, I kept my $13 an hour job after my 4-year degree. But fortunately, a friend of mine introduced me to prepaid legal. I started it part-time around my busy schedule, and about 4 months into the business, it started paying me more than my full-time job. I got really excited. 2 months later, I walked away from my full-time job. About a year into the business now, it pays me about every week what I used to make in my full-time job. I absolutely love prepaid legal.
My name is Clancy Talbot. Before prepaid legal, I managed a pediatric dental office working about 70 hours a week. And the problem with that is I have 2 children and they had no mother. So I went looking for an opportunity, found prepaid legal. Less than 6 months into the business, I retired from corporate America forever. Because of this opportunity, I was able to take custody of my niece and nephew and another nephew because I have time freedom. And those 2 of those children have gone back to their mother. But because of this company, I know that if there's ever an issue or a question that I need handled, an issue that I need handled, I have someone to call and I have faith in that company. I love prepaid legal.
Well, great. We've come to the close of our business overview today, and I thank you for your time and attention. Here's what we're going to do now. Basically, the first part is over. The second part is where you circle up, get with the person who invited you here. They've got paperwork to allow you to get started. You know, again, take advantage. If you see the opportunity, take advantage of the $200 savings. You can start today for only $49. The business opportunity may or may not be for you, but we definitely encourage you to get the membership. The last thing you want to do is back out of here and run into another prepaid legal member. just a bad joke. But we do encourage you to get your paperwork started. And take advantage of the promotion. And what we're going to do today is we'll take about a 15-minute break so you can do your paperwork, run to the bathroom, do whatever you need to do, and then we're going to start the training in about 15 minutes. And I've been asked to train on my trek to six figures. I started the business in 99, and by 2002, we were well into a six-figure income. And someone asked me last night, you know, Deanna asked me, did you struggle at all? Did you have heartache and heartbreak? And did you have challenges? And the answer to that is yes. And so I'm going to talk about all of those things and what it takes to make six figures in the business. And for those of you that are disinterested in making six figures or multi-six figures, along the way, I'll talk about how to make 500 or 700 a month or 1,000 a month or 2,000 a month or 3,000 a month. So I just invite you all to stay. But you know, let me just leave you with this. Again, looking at our stats for last year, every 12 days a new six-figure earner. And many of them now have become multi-six-figure earners. I just want to ask you, are you interested in that? And if you are, does this look like a company that you could feel good about representing? And if it does, then why not get started? And if you do, I'll teach you in about 15 minutes, we'll start the training. And I'll teach you everything that I did to create a six-figure, multi-six-figure passive income from home. So I thank you for your time and attention on behalf of Prepaid Legal and the Utah leadership. We do thank you for your time and attention. Circle up now. Please remain in your seats 15 minutes, unless you need to run to the bathroom. But if you're a guest, please get your paperwork started. We welcome you to the team. Thank you. God bless. See you in a few minutes.